Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The International Monetary Fund today is forecasting slower global growth for 2013 and 2014 in an update of its outlook from 3 months ago. The lending agency cited expectations of a more protracted recession in Europe and a slowdown in key developing countries such as China and Brazil. The update of the IMF's World Economic Outlook issued in April projects the world's economy will grow at 3.1% this year. That's the same rate as last year and down from a forecast of 3.3% 3 months ago. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending July 7th. 6% of the corn crop is silking versus 3% last week and the five-year rolling average of 20%. Corn conditions look like this, good to excellent, 68%. That's up 1 percentage point from last week. Fair, 24%. Poor, 6%. And very poor, 2%. 10% of the soybean crop is blooming versus the five-year rolling average of 24%. Soybean conditions, good to excellent, 67%. That's unchanged from a week ago. Fair, 26%. Poor, 5%. And very poor, 2%. Authorities are still searching for a 48-foot tugboat that sank in the Mississippi River, prompting the closure of a stretch of the river south of New Orleans over the weekend. The Coast Guard said in a news release that it is unclear when the stretch of river will be open to two-way traffic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,303, up 78 points. The NASDAQ 3493, up almost 9. And the S&P 500, 1649, also up almost 9 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Favorable crop weather will continue across a big part of the Midwest over the next week to 10 days, and we'll likely see the only exception to that being in the southwestern part of the region where net drying conditions are most likely as we move beyond the middle part of this week. Showers and thunderstorms and or a favorable subsoil moisture will likely prevail across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest to conserve subsoil moisture and to provide an opportunity for crops to continue to develop normally over this next 10 days. It will be a little bit warmer and it will be a little bit drier across much of the Midwest during this period of time after we get done with the shower and thunderstorm event that's going to be underway today and tomorrow. These next 2 days are going to be rather important for much of the Midwest since it will probably mark the last well-organized precipitation for the region for a little while. With that said, I know full well there's going to be another frontal system cutting into parts of northern sections of the Midwest as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, and yet another frontal system perhaps early next week. Each one will likely produce only a limited amount of rainfall, and certainly the moisture from each of these systems will probably not reach down into the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And for that reason, those are the areas we're most concerned with, becoming a little bit too dry in time. The showers that scatter across the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest, though, from these two frontal systems will be sufficient to slow the drying rates, but probably not great enough rain will come with these events to actually lift soil moisture in a significant manner. So the translation there is that we'll still see generally favorable conditions across the region, with subsoil moisture being conserved by the shower activity that occurs periodically. We'll still experience a net drying environment, though, for a large part of the Midwest. Temperatures are expected to be in the 80s on a frequent basis as we go forward through the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be 90-degree readings in the southwest. Most of those 90-degree readings, though, will be confined to the southwestern corner, including Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Missouri, southwestern Iowa. And occasionally we'll see some of those temperatures reach a little bit further to the east into parts of Illinois and the northwestern portions of the Delta. These areas will all experience some temperatures over 90 degrees, and as time moves along, the ground will firm up more and more. But remember, we have this opportunity for rain today and tomorrow across some of these areas, and that will induce a short-term lift in topsoil moisture, or at least slow the drying trend down for a brief couple of days. Once the frontal system cuts through the Midwest, we'll likely see high pressure building into the region, both at the surface and aloft. The high pressure aloft will likely be mostly in the plains and western Corn Belt, while there will be a surface high-pressure system over the eastern Midwest for a while. Most of the period from Friday, or actually Thursday, through Monday or Tuesday of next week will be generally a drying biased period for much of the Midwest. That frontal system that I mentioned for the end of this week and again early next week, the two separate fronts, will not likely penetrate all the way through the Midwest, but will generate showers in the northern areas primarily, with a few showers in the easternmost parts of the region as well. Rain totals over this next full week will probably not be more than a half inch in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and even there may be somewhat sporadic precipitation. The western Corn Belt has already seen 2 weeks' worth of relatively dry conditions, and moisture deficits have already built up to more than 2 inches in some areas, so the ongoing drier bias in the southwest is going to lead us to that crop moisture-stressed environment at some point a little bit later in the month. For the most part, the southeastern corner of the U.S. is in really good shape, but there is a little bit too much moisture around, and some drying is needed in that part of the country. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. July hard red winter wheat at 705, up 13 and three quarters. September, $7 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. Soft wheat for July at 677, up 17. September, 675 and a half, up 12 and a half. July corn, $7 and a quarter, up 8 and a half. September, 543, up 9 and three quarters. And December, 508 and a half, up 8. July soybeans, 1623 and a half, up 14 and a quarter. September, 1313 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. And November at 1265 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 516, up 490. September, 403.20, up 550. July soybean oil, 47.14, up 13. September, 46.76, up 18. August live cattle, 122.10, up 2.5. August feeders, 150.92.5, down 67.5. And July lean hogs, 101.40, up 27.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Let the volatility begin in the soybean pit in July, huh?
Well, it's been volatile all year, if you look. I mean, we had 1340 Novembers. Here, what, a month ago, we went down to 1262, went right back to 1330. Here we are today. We've been 53 low to 77 high, and I don't know what we were, you know, last week, but lows last week on a lot of things on Friday. We bounced. Will it hold or not? That's the question. No one knows.
Well, cash is strong. No deliveries. So I would think any shorts are really feeling the pain right now.
Well, yeah, and a lot of what they say this last 2 days up is short covering, because we've been nothing but going straight down for about a month. We made new lows again last Friday on pretty much everything. So shorts are getting out as the market moves up. The question is, can we hold it? Will the weather actually stay hot and dry very long? Most weather forecasters are in agreement that by next Wednesday or Thursday we'll have good rains again, and we won't be dry and hot like they're worried about for a couple of days.
So the November contract, then, is that moving because of July, in sympathy with July, or is it got weather moving it, or is it a combination thereof? What's moving it?
It's a combination. The old crop's helping hold it, but then if we do have poor weather, if we would have the Dome of Doom come, everything would take off for new crop because we have everything late planted. Even though it looks pretty good, you still need good weather to produce that good crop when you're late planted.
Corn, we had a reversal yesterday, a hook reversal higher. Do we buy into that given the weather?
I don't know that I would yet, but there are people doing it as we go up. We are four off the high, still up 6 to 8. And the question is where we'll be at the end of the day. If we're still up there at the end of the day, I could see us people buying at the end of the day. If we've backed off, might not be much happening late in the day.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn, $6.99, up 7 1/4. September, $5.43.5, up 10 1/4. December, $5.09 1/4, up 8 3/4. July soybeans, $16.22, up 12 3/4. September, $13.12, up 11 3/4. And November at $12.65 is up 12 3/4. July soybean meal, $5.16.80, up 5.70. September, $4.03, up 5.30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.